World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Communion today. Get yourself some elements. We're going to take communion here with Joe in just a second. Hey, Spencer, going to throw you a curveball here real quick. See if you can log on to the Patriot Party News. Just type in the Patriot Party News. I had the opportunity last night, up late. It's late to be part of the round table that they bring about six or seven people together. And I was on for, we were on for about an hour last night. And dialogue back and forth. And I told my wife, I only said about 2 minutes worth of stuff. And I just kind of sat there and listened and came to the understanding once again, but boy, there are so many different perspectives, folks. There's so many different perspectives. One of the things I hope that you guys gather by getting here, Spencer, I don't know if you can see last night, it would show, scroll down a little bit here, maybe. There it is. Click on that. So it's on the Patriot Party News. There's our round table that we had last night. Just other hosts that they have around there. And I want you to know that I sat and boy, my clicker was running in my brain last night as I was listening to things that they were taking, because everybody has a different perspective. That's the great thing about the Holy Spirit. He speaks to us in various ways and ways that we don't understand. And I just want to encourage you, if you have not trained yourself to be able to hear the Holy Spirit, man, It's so critical. And you say, well, Coach, how do I hear the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit comes as a thought. Comes as a thought. That's how the Holy Spirit speaks to us. The Bible says to take captive every thought. And so a lot of times I get a thought and I'll think, I'll think, man, what? Say to myself, what? And then I'll ponder on that thought. Say, Lord, What are you trying to show me here, Lord? What are you trying to show me here? And I think that one of the things that we get that we miss is God's just not a water coming out of a hose. He's a river coming out with a lot of force in many different directions. And all of us are able, if we plug in, we're able to hear things that maybe others aren't hearing, folks. Maybe things that the Lord specifically is saying to you. Now, here's part of the problem that I have found in my life. I know I've been able to train myself when I know it's the Holy Spirit. I know that was the Holy Spirit. Doesn't always make sense. But I will say me now. I'll say, Lord, I heard that. Lord, I heard that. That's the first step. Once you say, Lord, I heard that, then you can begin to sort it out and ponder it on it and figure out exactly where it's going on. We're living in a time, wow, like we ain't never been. And I want to share something that the Holy Spirit spoke to me this morning when I got up in regards to what I heard last night. Stuff that those guys at the Patriot Party News, these are what great godly Christian men they are. And they're pummeling every day just like I am, just like you are. But they have different perspectives on things, different angles, right? You guys understand that. Now, I get around Steve Deck or I get around Mark Trump or get around some of those guys, I can't fix anything. And they walk up and they look down on that machine. They say, well, there's your problem. I could have looked all day at it and never would have seen it. I just don't have the capability of being able to do that. And I think that we have those same type of unique skills. All of us have those same type of unique skills, but we have to learn how to develop them. We have to learn how to develop them. And I think for the most part, we've been so trained in church to do what the guy in the pulpit tells you that sometimes it stifles you. And I'm going to give you another thing. A lot of times the Holy Spirit will speak to you and you know it's the Holy Spirit and you know it's true and you're looking for somebody to share it with and you go to your pastor and he hoists his leg and pees all over. Can somebody say amen? Somebody say amen with what I'm talking about. Because you've got to understand that the revelation came to you. It came to you. And sometimes the Bible says that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit, that it is foolishness to them. So you have to understand that your pastor or your, whoever you are hanging out with, you have to understand they are in their own stream, folks. They're in their own stream. And like my dear friend Bob Evans, Bob gets in that flat earth stream, and I God bless him, he is in that stream, baby. And it's good, but I'm not in that stream. It doesn't make him bad or me good. I'm not in that stream. And then you understand what I'm saying, folks? And sometimes the Holy Spirit only speaks something directly to you because he wants you to do something with it or something about it or trying to show you something that a missing link, something that you're missing. And then we get frustrated because you say, Coach Dave, why don't you talk more about flat earth? And I say, well, ain't my thing. Ain't my thing. You with me? And so I think we need to understand that. I'm not talking about personal revelation, because with me, when I get a revelation from the Lord, it takes me to the scripture. And that just happened this morning. Michelle will tell you. It just happened this morning. I said, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to share that with you here today. We're going to do communion. We appreciate Joe getting up here early this morning. Man, I can't wait to share with you the revelation that God gave to me last night. So, Joe, come on in, brother, if you would, and thank you for getting up and doing this early. Again, folks, send a letter to Pastor Bill and to Paul Goslin. We got to get it up there for Cal Zastro and others. We got to get it up there. Bible says specifically to remember these people when they're in prison. We have to do that, and sometimes we're their only encouragement. So, it like my buddy said, don't mean nothing to you. It means something to them. It don't mean nothing to you. Buy a card, put an address on it, put a stamp on it, send it. Don't mean nothing to you. It does to them. And let's not forget them. So please try to follow through on that. Joe, come on in, brother. Hang on, man. I got something great. I got something great. Good.
Thank you, Coach. This is then the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
Amen.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Amen. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Short and sweet and right to the point.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with gratitude in our hearts that our lungs are full and our hearts are beating. And for the marvels of today's technology that lets this unique, unconventional congregation come of brothers and sisters from across this great country and a few other countries come together so frequently and to share our love for you and to learn from each other and to exchange ideas and to support each other and to support others who need our help. We are grateful, Lord. And you know the troubling times that we are in, Lord. And we know that things are about to change and we're about to experience something new, and we're not exactly sure what it is, but we know it's coming. We can feel it like a freight train coming down the tracks. Just wondering how long this train's going to be. And so we ask that you help us be more sensitive and to understand the Holy Spirit and to understand what you would like us to do when this arrives. We want to be obedient, and we realize that the first thing we should not do is we should not fear. We are commanded 365 times in the Word not to fear, or to have no fear, or to fear not. And so we need to take the Holy Spirit as an umbrella, Lord, to keep the fear off of us. And to, when we meet others, to let them see that obviously we don't have this infection of fear in us. That we are vaccinated and are immune because of the Holy Spirit. And when people ask us, why aren't you afraid? Then we take them to a place we know close to us, like a, some may call it church, but I think it's but we take them to a place where there is no fear, where you abound, Lord. And we pray for them that they may receive you, Lord, and the Holy Spirit. We know that these days are just around the corner. So we ask that you help us to hold on to our faith and to let that grow so we have no fear. And Lord, we, as members of our small congregation and group, Lord, that have been imprisoned for illegal reasons by a government that abuses its authority and power, and that in many parts of this country no longer represents the people and is no longer a government of and by the people. And we ask that you comfort those brothers and their families and their friends. You give them everything we need so that they come through this ordeal stronger, better, healthier than they were when they came in. And their families too, Lord. And we are so grateful that we worship the only true God, the God who gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him may not perish, but will have an everlasting life. And we are so grateful for that. And we really can't understand how you could do it, Lord. But we are grateful. And we examine ourselves as we come into communion. We ask you to forgive all of our sins and transgressions. And we ask you to bless the bread and the blood. The bread and the drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ as we partake of this. And we ask that any that have any physical ailments, any bruises on their soul, anything that they have that needs to be healed, let that be healed with this meal that heals. Because we pray as you taught us to, on earth as it is in heaven. Well, in heaven, there's nothing needing healing. Let that be so here with us, Lord. Nothing needs healing because you have healed it all. And we ask you to help us remember that we are the ambassadors of our Lord Jesus Christ here on this planet. And our other brothers and sisters too, but we here are ambassadors, and remind us of that and help us to be and do and act and think and say what Jesus would as we walk through our day and weekend. And we ask that you keep us safe and our friends and loved ones and all things dear to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. Hey, real quickly, just so that you all know this, we're working hard behind the scenes for down south. We think we have a good place to go, and we are organizing, getting ready to organize a trip down to the hurricane area after the election, the weekend after the election. Now, of course, I didn't write it down again what that date would be, but we're going to have the election a few days to see what's going on. And then we have a place to go and a place to show up down there. Shame on me. Put Spencer, what's the weekend after the election? Can somebody look real quick and do that for me? So we'll get more. So that's what we are aiming towards. Now, Betty can take her stuff down there. You have individual stuff you can take down there. I got some stuff that we're going to get down there. But we are planning. I mean, this is so easy, man. Just go the next week. The election is what? What day is the election?
The 5th.
Ninth.
5th is the election. So we're going to plan to go down on the 9th. That's when we're going to plan to go. For people who want to go down. Ray, write that one down. I don't know if you can get it. That's when we're planning. We'll get a good place. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, cool. I want to move on. I really did get a spiritual download this morning. Spencer, if you could for me. Oh, Lord, I can't even look over here at my chart. There's so much great stuff over here. Spencer, bring up for me, says Jesus was betrayed. That's what the Holy Spirit gave me today. And just bear with me. This is Luke 22, verses 14 through 34. I want to show you something here. When the hours come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Now, hang on a minute. Hang on. Who were the 12 apostles? Those were probably his homeboys, weren't they? I mean, those were the guys who had been with him through thick or thin for 3 years as he's out. See, this just wasn't a weekend event. Jesus Christ himself was out ministering for 3 years. And along the ways, he picks up these ragamuffins who are out there with him doing it, right? And so when the hours come, whatever that means, when all of a sudden things are coming down, man, and things are coming down. So when the hours come, he sat down and he gave his 12 apostles a warning. By the way, yes, Jack, a team that he personally picked. And he said unto them, "With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." He knew he was going to suffer. "For I say unto you, I'm not going to do this again until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, "Take this and divide it amongst yourselves." Stay with me. "For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of this vine until the kingdom of God shall come." Hey, friends, the kingdom of God has come. It's within us. It's already come. He took the bread and gave thanks, break it, and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which I give unto you. This do in remembrance of me." And then afterward, likewise, after also the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament, my blood which you shed. But behold, watch. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is sitting right here at this table. Now, stop a minute. Right? Do you get this picture? He's with his homeboys, man. And he says, this thing's coming down, and one of you is going to betray me. Now, you're thinking, what are these guys doing? They're looking around, right? They're whispering to each other. In fact, we see that picture of the, see if you can find that, Spencer. Pull up the last picture of that Last Supper. Was it Da Vinci? Whoever wrote that picture of the Last Supper? And if you look at it, the picture of the Last Supper, look at them. They're talking to each other. What? Who is it? Who's going to betray him? Huh? Look at this. This is what this picture is showing us, right? Go back to the scripture. And truly the Son of Man goes as it was determined. Woe unto the man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do such a thing. That's what the picture was. There's also a great strife among them of which of them should be the greatest, which of them was the star player on his team. And Jesus picked up the vibe. He said unto them, hey, dudes, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. In other words, men like to be elevated to control other men. They're called, they exercise authority, and they're called benefactors. Meaning, people love to follow Jesus around just for the benefits. The attention, the authority, whatever. Huh? So the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. They're in this thing just for what they can get out of it. But you shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as a younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For who's greater? He that sits at the meat or he that serves it? Is it not he that sitteth at the meal? But I'm among you as a servant. Now, hang on, we're going somewhere. And you are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I've appointed a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me. We may eat and drink in my kingdom, sit down judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, turns to Peter and says, hey, Pete, Satan hath desired that he may have you, that he might sift you like wheat. What did Jesus just do in front of everybody? He pointed out the traitor. Because they couldn't figure out who it was, right? But Peter still don't get it. Because look, Jesus is heading to death. He knows it. They don't know it. They've been hanging out with him because they get all the, he's talking about benefactors. He says, you guys have been following me just for what you get out of it. It's just what you get out of it. And he turns to Peter, who's probably, remember Peter said, I'll never leave you. And he said to Peter, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Go on somewhere, hang on. But I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brothers. Hang on a minute. You mean Peter wasn't converted? He'd been a disciple following him around all this time, and he was just in it for what he could get out of it? And Jesus sniffed it right out. And Pete gets pissed. Pete said, what? I'm ready to go with you both into prison and to death. Jesus starts laughing, looking at him. He says, Pete, come on, man. Before the rooster crows three times, you're going to deny. Before the rooster crows, you're going to deny three times that you know who I am. What are you talking about? Here's the point I want to make, and This is what the Holy Spirit showed me this morning. If Jesus could not maintain the loyalty of his followers, what do you think the odds of Lucifer being able to do it?
Boom.
And what we are about to see is the most unbelievable unveiling, revealing, exposure of the dark side in the history of mankind. Can I tell you why? Do you think Diddy, Puff Daddy, do you think he's singing like a bird right now? Do you think that when the Epstein list comes out or something else dramatic, I heard something last night in the show that I was on, I'm not going to share with you now, something that will shake America from its core when we see who all is involved. When the ship starts to sink, we're going to see rats run off like we can never imagine. Because I'm going to tell you something. Those guys, those evil spirits in high places, those manipulators of the political world and the business world and those Psalm 2 guys, kings of the earth, they're going to sing like birds to save their own hide. How do I know? Because Peter did. Jesus couldn't keep his 12 together. He couldn't do it. I'm telling you, there's something going down. It's going to shock us. The connections to the dark side. Come on now. Why haven't we seen the Epstein list? Why haven't we seen it? Do they have it? Yeah. You mean the FBI went far? They went over hills and dale to find J6ers, but they don't know who's on the Epstein list? Tell me you're smarter than that. And is the Epstein list in any way connected to Puff Daddy?
Amen.
Huh? Huh? And who are we finding out are connected in these Puff Daddy things? It ain't Joe Sixpack, baby. It ain't Joe Sixpack. It's names like, dare I say it? Did you guys see this? Bill Gates gave $50 million to the Kamala Harris. Does anybody know why? Come on. Come on now. Why all of a sudden would Bill Gates give $50 million to Kamala Harris? Come on. Anybody know?
I wonder.
Huh? Well, of course we know.
Because he's trying to fight Kamala's silence.
He knows that if Kamala doesn't win, there are going to be people singing like birds, baby. And he knows it. And he knows that he's at the heart of it. And he's at the heart of what? He's at the heart of the jabs. He's at the heart of all of this mess that's going on. And he knows that if Peter couldn't remain loyal, all these guys he's been dealing with, they're going to jump ship. The rats are going to leave the ship like we ain't never seen. Huh?
That's so true.
Huh? And all this stuff that we've seen going on, the Lord himself promised us there was nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And I'm going to tell you, we are going to be absolutely shocked to see who all is involved in the dark side. That's what the Holy Spirit said to me. Holy Spirit said, you, huh? He said, I couldn't even keep 12. Hang on. Of course. He could have kept 12, but he permitted the rebellion to take place. And he used the rebellion for the advancement of the gospel. And we're going to see, folks, I'm just telling you, if I told you what's about to come out, I'm not going to say it because you won't believe it. But you have got to know this. They have videos of P. Diddy that he has already released.
Phew. Boom.
And what's going to happen then? They're going to start singing like birds to protect their own hide. In fact, they might be doing it already. I promise you. You think isn't there an old saying, no honor among thieves? Do you think P. Diddy, come on, you think he's in prison and he's not going to say anything because he's going to protect all of his friends? Jesus couldn't even keep them all together. So we have to understand the part we play in this war. Now, we are going to see the right hand of God fall on this nation. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. We are going to see it. And it's going to shake America to its core, because all of the people that we thought were heroes and folks, this goes so deep. And that is at the heart of it. That is the great hatred of Donald Trump. Now let me take it another step further, because I think this is just as important for you to understand. Holy Spirit showed me last night again. Look, I'm not trying to sound like I'm holier than you, because I ain't. But I get the thought and I hear it. I capture it. And I think on it. So, and just as I do that, I lose my train of thought. Okay, stay with me. So, we've talked for so long about we need a third party. A third party, right? Everybody's all kinds of third parties going on. Well, America needs a third party. And I saw last night, we already have one. We already have a third party. The third party is MAGA. The third party is the American people who are sick of politics. They're sick of Republicans. They're sick of Democrats. They're sick of it. And Trump, see, we think it's about Trump, but it's not about Trump. It's about MAGA. It is uniting in a way probably never in your lifetime or my lifetime have we seen some Democrats and Republicans begin to come together that we never, ever thought was possible. Now, look, I saw it the other night. I told you this. The Republican Party is wicked. The Democrat Party is wicked. Neither one of them want MAGA. Are you with me? Are you with me? This ain't about Trump, folks. This isn't about Trump. It isn't about him. It's about the movement that has been created, where finally, for the first time, American, good old hardworking Americans, black, white, Hispanic, rich, poor, Democrats, liberal, are finally getting a vision of what's really going on. See, the big tent Republicanism, that was all a fraud. It was all a fraud. The Republicans not the pro-life party. They're not the pro-life. Oh, Spencer, scroll down on there. I'll go down about just before number two. It says Ohio. Ohio. Click on that. Click on that, folks. Republicans. The Ohio ban on most abortions was ruled unconstitutional after voters approved a ballot measure. Let me ask you something, folks. Is the Republican Party pro-life? I'm asking you, is the Republican Party pro-life? No!
No!
No! It's been an element of the Republican Party, and they would just kind of tolerate the pro-lifers. But the Republican Party isn't pro-life, and now people are seeing it. And there's a realignment. There's a realignment from a political point of view that's going on right now. Now, here's what we have to pray against. The cheating is real and immense and happening, even as we speak. I'm connecting the dot here. So Ray LeBlanc has come up with a great idea of we need to begin prayer vigils, nightly prayer vigils, Coach Dave Live, nightly prayer vigils, only about a half hour, get together and pray specifically against the forces of darkness that are going on in America. Now, Ray, I kind of caught you off guard there. Explain to us, Ray, when it is. Here's what I want to do. Ray's got it all set up, but here's what I want to do. I want us to gather for the next however many days it is to election. I want us to gather for 30 minutes and pray for the next how many days that is. And Ray was ahead of me on that. And he's already got it organized. Listen, I'm going to say this, and I don't care. I'm not going to say this again. This is not about Trump. He's been the vehicle. It's not about him, whether he's a Mason. Stop it. It's not about that. It's bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't get people who can't recognize how deep and dark and ugly the Democrat agenda is. There's nothing righteous in the Democrat agenda. Nothing. Hey, the Republicans aren't any better. Boom. Republicans are Democrat light. MAGA is the new party. Ain't about Trump. Sorry. Those of you out there, I can't vote for him. I can't vote for him. You ain't voting for him. You're voting for a movement. And as I've said a number of times, if Donald Trump is bought and paid for and a Zionist and all that kind of, well, then we are screwed anyway. Because either Kamala Harris or Donald Trump is going to be president of the United States. One of those two. One of those two. I would like to live in a world where say, well, I don't want either one of those two. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you do not vote for Donald Trump, or you don't vote for Kamala Harris, I'm going to tell you this. It's a vote for Kamala Harris. They're hoping Christians don't turn out. They've done everything they can to make the leader of the MAGA movement almost unsupportable, hoping you stay home. So Ray, are you out there, Ray? Ray's going through a lot, man. Ray's going through a lot. God bless Ray LeBlanc. Ray, talk to us here real quickly, man. I've gone on a long time here. Hey, folks, I just told you the truth. If you think this is about Trump and Kamala, somebody's about to betray. Some big betrayals that are coming. I'm just telling you. I just feel in the deep part of my bones. One guy is going to squeal on everybody. So Ray, talk about what you I know, led by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
What the Lord had you do, Ray?
Well, if Stephanie was here, she'd tell us the dark side can move hills when they want to and get together and with their little cantations and their hocus pocus. How much more can God's people, because greater is he that is within us. And he that's in this world.
And where two or more are gathered, he's in the middle of it, right, Ray? Wherever two or more are gathered, he's in the middle of it.
Amen. 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 The how does that go? The fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Our righteousness is in Christ. We all are under his umbrella, and he over and over tells us to gather together and pray. What did he do before he went in Gethsemane? Three times he's down there praying on his knees. All right. So that's a very important aspect of our Christian walk is to pray. And as we seek the Lord for guidance over the hurricane relief and over the presidential outcome and our nation as a whole, as we gather together as a group like this, he hears our prayers. And that's the Air Force that prepares the ground. And then we go in with the boots on the ground. We need that prayer cover, right, David? You taught us well about that aspect with the previous prayer vigils we've done. So let's continue.
Let me stop a minute, Rick, Ray. Can anybody tell me out there right now, this is where I am, when you go to the polls, you say, Coach, I can't vote for Donald Trump. I just can't. I get it. Can you tell me something that you could vote against? What's something you could vote against? I'll tell you what I'm going to vote against homosex being taught to our children. I'm going to go vote against that. Somebody else have something they're going to go vote against? Come on, what are you going to vote against? Not who you're voting for. Mutilating children's bodies. I'm voting against that. What's something else somebody's voting for?
Against I'm voting the killing against of the killing of the unborn.
I'm voting against the killing of the unborn. I'm open voting borders. Against open borders. I'm voting against gun grabbing. I'm voting against the guys who've locked up my friends in jail. I got a lot of things I'm voting against. You understand? I'm voting against it. I'm going to vote against it. And there's no doubt in my mind when you put it up there, which side you're voting against. Now, hang on. You don't realize. Is a new party in town, folks. MAGA is a new party. You are not voting for Trump. You're voting against the wicked agenda of the Democrat Party. Now, look, the Republicans, they're just Democrat light. They're just, Bill Gates is given $50 million because he's got a lot invested, doesn't he? Huh? Bill Gates is going to be exposed for the fraud. Hey. Oh, hang on. Bring up number three real quick, Spencer. Here's why Bill Gates is, pardon me, shitting his pants. Because remdesivir is poison. Remdesivir is poison. It's murder. Who is behind remdesivir and the vaccines? Who's behind all that? If I was Bill Gates, I'd give $100 million. Because if MAGA gets in control, that dude is in some serious trouble. You see what's going on? Do you see it? We know this, don't we? As a powerful, and I'm sorry, I know I'm all over the place. Pull up for me. You want to watch something powerful. Where is it? Vigilant Fox. It's number two. Vigilant Fox. Boy, what a website. I just kind of, this popped up into. Click on that for me. The Vigilant Fox. Have you guys, scroll down a minute. There's four little clips in here that are unbelievable. Go on down. Keep on going. All right. So go back up there. Look at this. Huh? What's this? DOD director. Are you guys aware of this? That the Department of Defense has passed a directive that they can now kill protesters. You guys know that? You guys know that? Adding to all things going wrong, U.S. Department of Defense, Directive 52041, which is an absolute nightmare, and that directive gives the DOD the power to step in with lethal force against its own citizens. That's what we're against, folks. That's what we ain't against Kamala Harris. Keep going down, scrolling down. This is the unbelievable stuff on here. How about this? These are some articles put in the chat that you ought to go check out. Longtime Democrat fires off a dire warning of America. Meta Insider reveals how company is quietly rigging the election. Elon Musk drops unforgettable take on who's really running the government. Elon Musk, where did he come from? Listen, coach, he's a plant. Okay, all right. Kamala Harris falls apart in a train wreck interview. Donald, these are all articles that would be good. But I want you to click right now on Elon Musk drops take on who's running the shadow government. Where did this guy come from? And here's what it is. They thought he was a lefty. They thought he was a lefty. Play this short clip of Elon Musk. Hey, the devil's good. He could be a double agent. Listen to what Elon Musk said. They hate him now. They hate him. Bill Gates has given $50 million against Elon Musk. Play it.
And I think the things we all want are simple sensible, I think common sense things. We obviously want secure borders. We want safe cities. Sensible spending so that we don't have crazy inflation. We want freedom of speech. We want the Constitution to be upheld. I'm being told at times that these are like right-wing values. I'm like, are you insane? This is literally the fundamental values that made America what it is today.
Now, we know this, right? We know this. He has a different agenda. He has a different agenda. Scroll on down. I'm not following Elon Musk. Keep going. This is not, I'll put this in the chat. Watch this. Go all the way down the bottom. I want you to just find out. He's going to tell us. Well, is that it? Hang on. Now you're going too fast for me. He's going to tell us who the deep state is. Who are they? Is that it? Now keep going down. I'm sorry, Spencer. I should have told you. Stop. Go down slowly. I want you guys to see this. Go on down. Next one. Go on. What's it say? Crown. No, go on. Next one. Go on. Next one. Hang on. They ask Musk. No, go on. Next one. This ain't about Donald Trump. Go on down. He's going to tell you who the deep state is. Go on down. Go on down. Here, is this it? Bombshell Wright dropped one. They ask him, do you think there's a shadow government behind the Harris administration? Scroll down. What's he say?
My question is, do you think there is a shadow government behind the Biden-Harris administration?
Let me put it this way. It's not Biden. We know that for a fact. Okay. The dude just like barely got two functional neurons. So, you know, it's like, and he just seems to be at the beach a lot, and he's obviously not in charge. So, I mean, when the polls started going low on Biden, he was saying, oh, he's staying in the race, but then I guess the real powers that be told him he's not, you know?
Like, so who is it that's behind him? We know Obama, okay? But Obama...
I mean, I'm just as curious as you are. As far as I can determine, there isn't any one sort of puppet master. It's more like there's 1,000 or, I don't know, a lot. But I mean, I'd like to talk to them to understand more about, listen, what are your goals, puppet masters? I'm just curious.
Now, hang on. Stop. Okay, look, folks, relax. I don't trust Elon Musk. I don't trust him. But what he is telling us is there's nothing hidden that's not going to be revealed. They know, folks. They know what's coming down. Oh, I got more I want to go to. Come on in, Adam.
Hey, Coach, that directive that you're talking about that Joe Biden just signed off on, was he basically nullified what's called posse comitatus.
That's right.
But within that directive, and a lot of people don't know this, within that directive, he gave permission to the various militaries that's used by the United Nations to come on American soil.
That's right. And
aid U.S. soldiers in killing American civilians.
By the way, Republicans and Democrats are supporting it, just so that you know that, right?
Absolutely. That's why you don't see anybody talking about it.
That's right. That's why they're not. That's why. See, the Republican folks, I don't know how to tell you this. The Republican Party does not support. The Republican Party powers do not support Donald Trump. Now, I feel guilty because Ray was getting ready. I got ahead of myself. Hang on, Mary Beth. I'll get to you. So, Ray, what are we doing and when are we doing it here, brother?
That's the thing that we didn't quite cover yet, Coach, is sending out a link. We want to start tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, and just have the
kickoff. Okay, so we're going to begin a prayer vigil, a 30-minute prayer vigil, every night till the election at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And we want you to share it with everybody you know that they can come in and be part of it, okay?
I need a link posted so they know how to get it. Just go to Coach like we do this morning. Use the same platform. Just go on. Look to sign in that way. How did you want to hook up the people?
We're going to send a. Hey Spencer, how do we do it, man? Can they come to Coach Dave Live and log on there? I just want to do a Zoom. Maybe we can just put the Zoom link on our page and say here's where you go. Because look, I don't have to bring Spencer and all those guys in to do it. I just want to do a Zoom link. And we just do it. We don't, you know.
That works, yeah.
That's where, and then you share the link. So we'll get that link to, we will email that link to everybody before tonight, 8 o'clock tonight, okay? We're going to do it every night this week. Now, you don't have to come every night, but those who can. And we're going to specifically target certain things every night, all right? I know Randy's busting to talk. Go ahead, Randy.
No, Coach, I'm all in on the prayer, but let me just give some advice here, Coach. And I guarantee you this is really powerful, but we're not begging. We're not appealing.
We're not begging.
We are declaring. We are decreeing. And then we're going to do some spiritual warfare to seal the deal.
That's right, brother.
The prayer is not, look, it's to finish, it's to move the will of God to this earth, to our country, okay? God wants to bring it. He wants his will done, Coach. So if we can understand, if that's what it's about praying us into alignment with him. It's not trying to get...
Amen on that one.
That's what we're doing, Coach. So yes, it's powerful. I'm in.
Amen. It's all good. We're going to do that tonight. We're going to begin it tonight, and we're going to do it. I don't know. How many days to the election? The eve of the election? How many? That's how long we're going to do it. Mary Beth, I promised to get you in and didn't. Come on in.
Okay. I just want to say right now, I declare and decree that Elon Musk is going to get saved. Okay, I don't trust them totally either. I don't trust them totally. But God. Also Trump, and I really believe that Trump has been saved. I believe it with all my heart.
Hey, friends, this is
anyway,
not
that was my point.
About Donald Trump.
Right.
This is not about Donald Trump.
Right, and I wish Rochelle was on to hear that.
This is not about Donald Trump, okay? Let me make this very clear. If Donald Trump is playing for the other team, we are screwed anyway. Would you agree with that? If he and Harry
we are already screwed. Team,
we're screwed anyway, right? So this isn't about Trump. Sorry, Mary Beth, I kept cutting you off.
It's okay.
Good. Thanks. Kim, come on in. Hey, tell us the story, not your life story. Go ahead.
I don't know where it's at in scripture, but blessed be the nation whose God is Lord.
That's right.
Okay. So, and I did have a vision a couple of weeks back, right after Kennedy announced he was joining forces with President Trump. And I saw in the spirit the two of them kneeling down together and praying for our nation. And we do know where the leaders go, the people typically follow. And that's why we have so much evil going on right now.
Well, but that's going on, Kim, because the church won't engage. The church won't do
right, it. I know. But part of it is because corporately, our leadership is not there.
Not there.
But I also wanted to just say this quickly. The Lord had told me also about something else, but it applies to this. And I'm so glad we're going to do this prayer vigil. If you don't pray this into existence, it's not going to happen. The prayer is that important. We've got to pray this into existence.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kim. Deanna.
Good morning, sir. Just a quick notation that I do believe Kamala Harris is having a rally this evening.
The witches are praying.
And Beyonce is going to be the special guest, and we know she's a practicing witch, so I don't know what kind of spells be flying around that place this evening.
It's all going to be revealed. I'm telling you, it's all going to be revealed. The left, the God-hating Luciferian left, is in full-blown panic, and I don't know why our side can't see it. I don't understand. It's not about Trump. I'm going to tell you something. They're afraid of Trump. They're afraid of something. What if that Epstein list gets released? Why has it not been released? Kevin.
Coach, it's not about Trump or Elon Musk any more than it was about King Cyrus, okay?
That was who God used
because he had the position and the ability. You don't have the ability or position to do what Trump does or Elon, but God's going to use... does have that position. He's going to use that man or those men to accomplish his goals. Now, listen, I just have a quick question. Are we going to be doing this on Zoom or on Google Meet?
Probably is Zoom. I think it's Zoom. Is it Ray? Okay. Is it Zoom?
Well, it hasn't been established yet. I was going to do Google Meet. That's what I had put out.
Okay, that's fine.
I think it's better. Whatever link you put there, just go to Coach's site, and you're going to have that.
If you don't have Zoom, you're gonna have to download. If you don't have Google Meet, you're gonna have to. Producer says Google Meet, so you got to download Google Meet. Yeah. All right, cool. We'll talk about it in the after show.
Jack, come on, Jack, quickly. We got 6 minutes.
Yeah, we all use certain filters to filter this information, and we're not talking. Their fear is they fear knowledge and wisdom. That's what they fear, and they don't want that to get out there. And 30 years ago, Chuck Harder, the beach ball with legs, taught on the difference between conspiracy and consensus. There's really very little conspiracy. The real danger is the consensus. We've all seen the interlocking boards of directors.
That's right.
They don't have to actually discuss what they're going to do. That's they right. are informed, and they go back and they say, okay, they're going to do this, we'll do this.
Both political parties are captured. Donald Trump has created a MAGA. It's not about Trump. It's about the MAGA. I'm voting against abortion. I'm voting against homosexuality. I'm voting against transgenderism. I'm voting against open borders. Can I go on? Can I go on? Judah.
Hey, Coach. I got this from Ivan last week, and I thought it was pretty cool. But today, the man who did not like Donald Trump at all is going to host him today on a live on his account, and that is Joe Rogan and Donald Trump. So should be interesting.
So Joe Rogan's going to have Trump on. That'd be something to watch, man. That'd be something to watch. Hey, folks, look. Are you looking at me? Please stop saying in the chat, oh, this guy's for this guy, and this guy, he's connected here, and this guy's bought here, and this guy's a Mason. Hey, friends, it ain't about any of that shit. It's about what are we going to do? What are we going to empower the Lord of all creation to do? Stop telling me all the obstacles we have to jump over and which one is Judas and which one isn't Judas. Stop it! We have a target of truth. We have something to clearly oppose, and that has to be our focus. I'm sorry it's not Melania Trump running for president. Maybe you would feel better. I'm sorry it's not Franklin Graham in that position. I'm sorry it's not TD Fakes in that position. It just happens to be Donald Trump pulling people out of the Republican Party. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. Come on, Craig.
Donald Trump is a doorstop. You ever seen a doorstop? You open up the door and you put a thing in there. Okay. Yeah. So if the Lord allows this to happen, that means he's just opening a door for the church to do what it's supposed to do and rise up. That's all it is.
That's all it is, man. All it is.
Here is my concern. You know, and I listened to some people and I thought, you know, if we're not coming to the Lord and we're looking at this from, you know, Trump Christian nationalism, don't expect the Lord to sit there and put the providential hand over a man if you're not focusing on the Lord first.
Amen.
Because they'll say, I'll take him out, okay? You know, I put him in, I can take him out. You can lose your anointing, okay? An anointing is not an inheritance. An anointing is I've anointed you for a position to do something. And to him personally, I would say that to him too. I'd say, you better be careful on how you do and talk about the things of the Lord, mm-hmm. you know? And you know what? I mean, yeah, you took a bullet. But when you say someone says, hey, you took a bullet for me at McDonald's, here by the grace of God go I. That Amen. Should be your response, Donald Trump. Amen. Shouldn't be like, hey, you know, that's it. You know, I can, you know, the biggest and the best. I mean, he is still needs to be humbled in a lot of areas.
He does. It ain't about him. We're not electing the king. It ain't about him.
But he is the doorstop. He might not just be the savior. He's just a doorstop.
I bet Bill Gates is taking some sleeping pills. Anybody think he's think Bill Gates sleeping good at night? Tanya, come on in. Got to unmute. Kevin, quickly. Sorry, Tanya.
Sorry, George, I left my hand up.
Judah, go.
Coach, just to edify this or mention it, it's kind of interesting. You know, in the last couple of weeks, Joe Rogan's major message has been about thimbendazole, the cures for cancers.
Folks, there is so much to be revealed that it is going to stagger us. And the greatest obstacle that we've had in America has been our two-party political system that is nothing but a yin and a yang, all being controlled beyond what we, our ability to vote or anything like that. And I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And the great revealing is at our doorstep.
Amen.
8 o'clock tonight. 8 o'clock tonight. And we're going to tear those kingdoms down. God bless you. See you on